Meta, we're finally getting our long-awaited summer temperatures, although someone's request for warm temperatures may have been taken to extremes. 34 degrees is about 6 degrees warmer than my comfort zone. The proliferation of gophers this year has reached the extremes. Going north, we did a head count of 9 on the highway playing their daredevil game of racing across the road in front of oncoming traffic. Despite their cuteness, my feelings toward them have altered after they decimated a big chunk of our garden. The marina project to the southwest of town continues to develop. The show home pictures are part of what prospective residents may choose from. The open houses on long weekends have attracted many interested customers. The pouring of cement around the exterior of the marina is awaiting drier weather for soil compaction. After the locking cement is in place, excavation of the marina can commence. Placing of the cement is scheduled for July and work on the pickleball court, tennis court and common picnic sites are in progress. Activities for the week: Tuesday Bridge, 1st, Vern Iverson and Albert Blaise, 2nd, Catriona Winterholt and Linda Killerin, 3rd, Anne-Marie Walbilling and Kathy Williams. Thursday Bridge, 1st, Fraser Glenn and Jean Laws, 2nd, Donna Sherman and Catriona Winterholt, and Canasta HKF, 1st, Louise Doom and Bev McCrimmon, 2nd, Linda Ard and Lillian Serenko. In seniors golf, the first place team was Albert Smith, John Patterson, Louise Goodhart and Bernie Gregoire with a score on par of 36. The consolation money went to Ken Buchinski, Kent Morton, Elizabeth Buchinski, Annette Duhame and Sandy McVitie with a score of 42. It was a great time to be out and a great group to be associated with. Welcome home to Doug and Lexi Lessard. They spent a good vacation in Ireland with 6 other couples and reported a great holiday. Well, tough luck, Doug, back to farming. The Lessards said the weather cooperated with rain only interfering with one walking tour. Highlights were Cliffs of Maher, Gap of Dunloe, Milemore Abbey, Killarney, Dingle Peninsula, some national parks and museums, Blarney Castle, gardens and visiting the oldest pub in Ireland at Athlone Galway. Everyone enjoyed the lively music, the Irish sense of humor, learning of their culture and food, and the tasting of ciders, beers and delicious meals such as lamb, fish, stews, shepherd pie and homemade breads and soups. The Emerald Island is a true gem.